This is Library Lines, the voice of your Sussex County library system. My name's Regina Bone, and I'm joined here by my co-host,
Jerry Galante.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. It's been a while.
It has been a while. We're in a different location.
Different location.
We're at the main library right
yes.
now. We have padded walls, which I'm not sure if it's for soundproofing or for other reasons for us. yeah, we have an exciting interview today. But first, let's talk about, we have summer reading coming up.
Yes, we do. Believe it or not, it's already April.
I know. And it's... Some of my staff was asking about that. Like, when should we start decorating? And I said, now.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
'Cause it's going to take a while to craft everything. And
yes.
You know, so definitely stop by your libraries toward the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
Because the summer reading is going to be...
The programs begin Saturday, June 25th at
right.
all locations. And that goes through Saturday, August 6th.
Yeah.
Where that's when the closing ceremony... programs are
right
at all locations
right and it's going to be sort of a hybrid model this year, so you can do either paper tickets
mm-hmm.
or you can use our Read Squared, which is the online portal for logging your reading,
yes, which we used the past 2 years
mm-hmm.
during COVID,
right.
Correct.
Yeah,
so we hope to see a lot of our patrons come in person to join us in a summer reading festivities.
Yeah, I think
and
there's a
all
lot
ages
of,
don't forget all
right.
ages,
true, that's right. Yeah, and we have a lot of fun programs set up ready to go.
And the theme for this summer's program is...
Oceans of Possibilities.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of maritime themes. Marine life, I believe, is a very big
yes,
one for us.
Yes, visits to aquariums.
Yeah, there's a bunch of aquariums that are
mm-hmm.
going to be zooming in. I know we have a rescue organization for marine life that's going to be doing something. We're going to have dolphin golfing at Dorothy Henry.
I like it.
So it's
I might
like
have
a,
to go to that, Jerry.
It's a little mini golf set. I mean, you're going to have to make sure that the club is long enough for you. But it should be fun.
And lots of other programs.
Yes.
Yeah. That will be familiar and some brand new. So we're
yeah.
all looking forward to it.
Yeah. And also, we're looking forward to our new youth services librarian.
Yes, I
in.
Believe she's starting next week.
Correct. Her name is Debbie. So stop by the main library. Say hello. And I'm sure she has a lot of fun stuff planned for you for summer reading.
I'm sure she does. She's coming at a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for summer reading to start. So mark your calendar and also check the Google Calendar online or the, not, is it Google
the events
calendar. The events calendar on our website for all the latest information on what's going on at the library.
Yep. All right. So without further ado, let's get to our interview. It's with Assistant Director Ellen Callanan.
So, Ellen Callanan, the Assistant Director of the Sussex County Library System, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been here at Sussex County Library?
I have been here over 20 years. It's hard to believe.
Wow.
This is the job that has broken my streak of being in a particular job for 8 years. I got to 8 years here, and I kept on going.
And you kept on going.
Right.
You
nice.
Loved it that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you're still loving it.
Most of the time.
I like the pregnant pause there. Yeah.
And before this, you've been also been doing library work?
I have, yes. I started out actually working at the New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That was my first job out of library school, heading up the circulation department there, and transitioned into reference work and tech services there. Was there for, surprise, 8 years.
8 years, right.
Then moved on to a pharmaceutical company, Warner Lambert, which is no longer in existence, and was a cataloger there, and also ended up doing some reference work as well. Ended my tenure there as the director after a merger with another pharmaceutical company, and then ended up leaving there to come here, come back to public libraries, which is really, I think, where my love is.
Hmm.
I started out in public libraries when I was in high school as a page, worked in public library through college and summers, and I just love the environment. So here I am, 20 years later.
How did you get here specifically?
I got here because I was looking for a position, and I saw an ad for this position. I knew about the county because my husband is a Sussex County native.
Okay.
Born and raised in Stillwater, his family goes back here generations.
Hmm.
And so I applied for the position. Didn't know if I really, you know, if they would be interested in me because while I had public library experience, I didn't have public library management experience. My experience had always been in either corporate or university.
Mm-hmm.
But went through the interviews. There were two different interviews, and survived them. And here I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you had to do it over again, would you go into the library field?
That is a good question. That is a very good question. Because I kind of ended up in the library field this long by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I always had interest in libraries, loved it. That was kind of like my backup career. But I thought that I would be doing this for a few years and then I would be moving into getting some further education and doing something else.
You say it's your backup career?
It was my backup career, yes.
So what?
Yeah, what was the...
Oh, I had thought of different things.
Okay.
I had thought of, one time I had thought about becoming a doctor, pediatrician.
Oh, wow.
I had...
I can picture that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Also had an interest in marine biology.
Hmm.
And also, I was a psychology major in college, so I thought about going and pursuing a counseling degree. So here I actually get to use those skills.
You do.
Yeah, that's true. We get a lot of beached porpoises here.
Absolutely.
So you never know.
The ocean's a possibility,
right?
Right,
exactly. You never know.
This is my theme this year for summer reading.
Marine biology.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's an interesting one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That always makes me think of Seinfeld, though.
Yes.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
And one of my favorite episodes, I'm going to say.
Yeah,
we actually had, the high school that I went to had a marine biology course.
Wow.
And the instructor, I took that class, and the teacher was very passionate about the subject and really made it very interesting. So, but I think what got me there is I couldn't picture myself doing scuba diving. So that you kind of need to be able to do to be a marine biologist.
Yeah.
I think I would love it, but yeah, I had to kind of overcome that. So here I am.
Have you always enjoyed aquariums?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Always love sea life.
Favorite aquarium right now?
Baltimore.
All right. Ooh, okay. I
haven't been to that one.
Mm.
It's been
Georgia,
a while.
Georgia Aquarium. Really cool.
I haven't been there.
That one is fantastic.
I've been to the Monterey, California one.
Oh, I've heard
that
one is excellent.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice, yeah.
Cool. So what would you say the biggest difference is between like a corporate library and a public library?
The biggest difference is in a public library, you get to interface with people on a regular basis. In a corporate library, you're doing a lot either over the phone or you're doing it online. And I really miss that face-to-face connection. Corporate library also is very task-oriented and bottom-line oriented in terms of the research that you're doing. And when I was in the corporate library, I had to, for instance, track every 15 minutes that I spent working on a particular question because that got billed back to the department. So it was a little bit of pressure sometimes because you're trying to do it in the most cost-effective way possible.
Right.
Here, I love seeing, you know, all different ages, all different people, all different walks of life come through the door. Every day is a different day, and I can plan out what I want to do that day, and inevitably, that's not what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's fine. Yeah?
Yeah, one thing I like about being in the public library sector is that you never know who's going to walk through the door. You never know what question's going to be asked of you that day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm sure you spent many times on the reference desk.
I haven't spent so much on the reference desk here. When I started out, I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I had worked as a second job when I was working at the corporate library at my local public library, and then I was doing reference work.
Mm.
So, yeah, I did do reference desk.
So what was the strangest or funniest or most bizarre reference question ever presented to you?
Oh, my.
We all have them, so.
Oh, my. I'm trying to think if I can say it on radio.
Do you have one, Jerry?
Well, I never actually did reference work, per se.
That's right, you come from a cataloging background.
Yeah, I was a cataloger. Mm-hmm. But when I was a page, I did get some weird questions, or weird tasks. Someone wanted me to help them photocopy these very important pictures that they had. So I said, okay. But the very important pictures were drawings of their dogs on napkins. Yep.
Important to them.
Yes. So, hey, whatever. I mean, they were excellent drawings, actually. Well shaded and everything. But, yeah, it was a weird one. Yeah, that's the first thing that popped into my head. I'm sure there's some other weird ones. But, yeah, what about you?
I received a phone call one day on the reference desk, and the person wanted to know what day it was. That was it. Just, what day is today? And I thought maybe it was a crank call. And I just gave the date and that was it. I had another one. It was an online reference question. I may have mentioned it before. This man was trying to track down a monkey who stole a... Did I mention that before?
Yes.
The watch. That was like Kokomo the monkey.
That's right.
He wanted to know if he was still alive and try to get the watch back.
That's
20
right.
years later.
That was a weird one.
That was a weird one. Yeah. Yeah. I think I even saved the transcript to that one.
Posterity.
But yeah. So now
I do like the what day is it though. Because that makes me think that they were being asked by someone like to make sure they were mentally fit or something like that. Like the police pulled them over, you know, what day is it, sir? hold on. Let me call the library and find out.
Well, we have the answers. If we don't have them, we can find them.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing pops into the head.
Nothing's popping into my head that I... Yeah, nothing's popping into my head. I cannot top Regina's for sure.
Or how about this question? You've worked with book drops now for many years. The most bizarre thing found in a book drop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. You're stumping me.
I think... Have we talked about this before?
I don't think so.
I can't tell you. I can't think of anything with that, but I can tell you something that I heard about that somebody found in a book here.
Ooh, oh yeah,
this was before my time.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it was a bookmark. It was a piece of bacon used as a bookmark.
Oh, wow. Okay,
that's pretty great.
I hope it was good and dry.
I hope so.
After the years, yes.
Yeah, that is another question. What do you find in the books? One time I found $50. Not in this library. It was in an old library. Open up. Oh, okay. $50.
That sort of reminds me. I had seen a thing. I'd sent this to my staff. I saw something on Instagram where somebody had said that their 14-year-old had said they wanted to leave money in books that they read at the library. That way, the person with good reading taste could be rewarded.
I love it. That's right.
And someone on my staff said we should put in a Venmo code for anyone who takes out a James Patterson book, because then they have to pay us, but they don't, because they have the bad taste in reading. But no,
I don't know. You might have some James Patterson fans out there, Jerry. You've got to watch what you say.
Positive, we do.
James Patterson has been very, shall we say, good. For libraries.
Absolutely.
No doubt. We owe him a lot.
Yeah. Well, I like, poking fun at him. There's a new book every month, so...
He's very prolific.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like we've talked about the book drop thing before.
Yeah, I seem to recall hearing that.
Yeah, do you remember my answer?
I don't remember yours. Yeah, I mean, I know mine. Yeah. It was a live lobster.
Oh, yeah, lobster.
Yeah,
I do remember
that.
That
one
was
weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find at the library.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
So that's why it's so much fun to work at the public library.
Yeah.
So we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
We found some interesting stuff in donations, that's for sure. In a Star Wars box set, we found certain paraphernalia, let's say. someone was enjoying their Star Wars weekend a little too much. That was an interesting one. I have the photos I could show you guys later.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you, Alan.
Sure.
The date is March 17th, 2020.
Yes.
Does that date mean anything to you?
It sure does.
St. Patrick's Day.
That is the day their music died at the library. That is when we ended up closing very rapidly for COVID. I believe it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
That was a very odd feeling to be shooing everybody out. And people were rushing in here to get their last minute materials.
Yep.
And who knew that we would end up being closed for so long?
Yeah.
It was a shock to all of us.
It was. It really was.
And we weren't even closed that long. I mean, there were libraries that were closed way longer than
right,
they were.
Right, yeah. Yes. No, we started opening our book drops way sooner than other people did.
Yeah.
And then even opened to the public on a limited basis as soon as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to the reopening task force headed by our very own Jerry Galante.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
For really working to be able to reopen as we have safely. Yeah, that was, I actually remember Regina, you and I prior to just less than a month prior to March 17th, we were at a PLA conference. And I remember walking through the airport and seeing some people masked. We had heard about COVID at that point,
mm-hmm.
but it hadn't
yes.
come to New Jersey. I remember seeing some people walking around in masks and thinking, oh, that's maybe a little, that seems a little extreme. However, that was the first time I ever packed Lysol wipes
mm-hmm.
in my luggage. And when I got to the hotel room, wiped everything down and I brought a plastic baggie to bag the TV controller in. That was just, who knew? Who knew what was going to happen?
Yeah, it was right after that.
We
didn't know. Yeah.
And I did also, I guess it was a couple days before the library closed, the Rockaway Mall closed. Do you remember that?
Okay.
And I ended up going to the mall that afternoon just before they closed.
Oh, wow.
And it was very eerie to walk through that mall and to see all the stores closed, just a few that were still open, hardly anybody in there because normally that'd be so busy.
Yeah.
So what lessons did you learn through the whole COVID experience?
Well, I certainly learned how much we can all grow and change and adapt on the fly. Pre-COVID, there was no Zoom in the library, Slack in the library.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of necessities that we filled the voids pretty quickly for.
Yep.
Yeah, like you said, it was really great to be able to do that as quickly as we did.
Yeah.
And some good things came out of it also. I mean, we just started our ebook collection shortly before that. A year or two before. I don't really remember the beginning date, but during COVID, that took off.
It did.
We had so many new patrons that access to this day solely our electronic resources, our ebooks and e-audiobooks.
Right.
We started Grab and Go service.
Yes,
a big
Grab
hit.
And
still,
Go.
People still like it.
Yes, they still like it, and that will continue.
Yep.
Hoopla came in during that time, too.
Oh, that's right.
Negotiating that in April of 2020, getting that up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, it's hard to believe it's 2 years ago already that this all happened.
Yeah.
Over 2 years. Yeah. Wow. Crazy.
So now that most of the restrictions are lifted, what are your biggest hopes for the next, say, 6 to 12 months?
I thought you were going to say year. I was going
to
say, wow, we are really,
years.
We're really projecting here.
No, I'm not looking for, looking past a year. We learned our lesson not to look past
seriously,
a year.
Yeah.
Are you talking in general? Are you talking in the library? Like what?
Oh, in the library.
In the library. Next 6 to 12 months, I hope that we see even more people returning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've definitely started to see, I've noticed that in the past couple of months in particular, people are much more comfortable coming back in here.
Oh, yeah.
We were able to resume some in-person programming starting last week, which has been awesome.
The patrons are so happy to be back. I see it. I had a meeting last week that we haven't had in 2 years and 1 month.
Right.
And they just came in smiling and saying, we're back.
Yeah.
And
it
was a good feeling.
Finally have groups allowed in the meeting rooms, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've already had a bunch in there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And we hope for a successful summer reading program.
Absolutely.
Bigger and better than ever.
Yep.
Indeed.
Yep. And just continuing to grow. You know, so, yeah.
Good things ahead.
Good things ahead, for sure.
So, who would you say is your favorite employee? And I'll remind you, you're under oath.
Well. Oh, my favorite employees. How's that?
All right.
I don't play favorites.
Okay. So, what would you say are your favorite and least favorite parts of your job?
My favorite part of the job is just working with everybody here. It's a wonderful staff here. I love that part. I love the fact that I also love the fact that every day is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of variety here, so you don't get bored. I think the least favorite part of my job is sometimes there's just so much information that we have to be sifting through and sorting through that it can be overwhelming sometimes, particularly email. So,
yeah, it's funny because, like, I definitely don't get nearly as much email as you would, but I do know if I am not in on a certain day, I come back and I have, like, 75 emails that I just have to go through. And I always say, miss a day, miss a week. Because it really is, like, that volume of stuff that happens while you're out.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, plus you're just feet away from technical services, so you get to see all the new books that come in. Do you go in there and peek?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really go in there and peek, surprisingly enough. When I do go in there, it's because I'm helping out. So because I have a cataloging background, if they're really swamped, I will go back and I will just pull stuff in. And I have the ability to to just kind of catalog, even if something is interesting, I'll just kind of make a note of the title, but I'm not going to look at it. I just want very task-oriented.
Yeah,
just
get
them out.
Yep. You still see them coming.
I do,
you know what, you know
I do.
What,
I see some of them,
Put them on your list.
Yes, exactly. or even, I do some collection development, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's another...
Yeah,
another
that's
way
one
that
of the
I
favorite parts
of
my job.
Yes.
We had discussed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah,
right?
I don't get to do that all the time. I only get to do that when we have somebody who, we have an open position somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it is fun.
Do you have a specific area you like to buy?
I like to buy, surprise, surprise, in the 600s, the medicine.
Oh, okay.
I like
really?
That. I like fiction.
Okay.
What else do I like to buy in? Probably 600s are my favorite.
Hmm.
Do you have a favorite section, Jerry?
I like history. That was my major.
Yeah.
But I also like folklore and, you know, that sort of like, or like 001 type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or not 001, but like zeros, I guess. So like, you know, aliens and monsters
and
stuff.
Oh, I love that.
I love that stuff.
Yes.
I'm so like... that stuff just, I love folklore and all that stuff. I just find that to be really interesting.
And I love when patrons come in asking for that. I start to salivate and I say, okay, come over here.
Yeah.
Had a gentleman come in and I said, what are you looking for? And he goes, I'm looking for some books by Eric von Daniken.
Oh, yeah.
And
Chariots
I said,
of the Gods?
Yes. And
yep.
I said, Chariots to the Gods? He was surprised I knew it.
Yeah.
And I said, come right over here. And we had a few books by him. Yeah, so.
Yeah, like I was surprised when I started that we had Communion by Whitley Strieber.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I
yeah.
said, oh, wow, you know, we actually have this book. So, yeah. You know, I am a big skeptic in a lot of that stuff, but I love reading about it. Because
mm-hmm.
I just find, like, you know, the best way to know about it is to read about it. So,
right.
Yeah, I find that stuff to be really interesting. I guess in that vein, what book was a big disappointment to you?
What book was a big disappointment?
Like the opposite of perfume.
For Regina.
I will never forget that. That's one of the funniest things to me.
Oh my goodness. That's a tough one.
Any book that was raved about, loved by others, and you were like, I just don't see what people are...
I'm sure, you know, this is...
Getting from this
well, you know
book.
What? Let's open it up to all media. What about a movie that was the case,
yeah.
or a TV show that you didn't like? Or...
See, opening up to all media does not help, because
oh.
I am not a big, like, movie,
okay.
TV show kind of a gal.
Okay.
I'm really more of a book kind of a gal. So
okay.
I'm sure there is something that will come to me as soon as this podcast is over.
that always happens to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm feeling in the corner of my brain there's something that's trying to get out and it's just not happening right now. So maybe I'll keep on ruminating about
that. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, how about you, Jerry?
Didn't we talk about this once?
Yeah.
I feel
movies,
like we must
though?
Have.
Do we talk about movies?
Oh, sheesh. Movies.
No, we didn't.
Oh, boy.
Or
like a movie
or
that
TV
people...
series that
yeah,
people
TV
love.
TV series and people love. I mean, I'm sure there is something. Yeah, once again, this is a tough one. Well, I wound up watching what was the heck was the TV series that I watched that I was just like, I don't like this. Oh, well, here's one actually that one of my employees really loves, The Mentalist, and she was like all about this show and she keeps telling me to watch it, and I'm like, I just don't like, I don't like the guy in it. I think he, I don't know,
that's on regular network TV,
it was
correct?
Yeah, it's not
okay.
on anymore. This
oh,
was like a
Mentalist.
Show that exists. It's Simon Baker.
Oh, Simon Baker,
yeah,
yes.
It's
and
like
blonde.
Psych,
blonde,
but not funny. So that was, I think, the thing that always bothered me about it, because the TV show Psych I really enjoyed.
Okay. Yeah, that goes back a few years.
Yeah.
I've been going back watching movies from the 80s, because apparently I missed a lot of movies in the 80s. I don't know why. So the past year, I've been pulling out here and there a movie, and I watched Top Gun recently. Never saw Top Gun.
Oh, wow.
I will admit
okay.
it. Have you ever seen Top Gun?
No, see?
Well,
oh,
so.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Is it worth it?
No.
Okay,
no, it's not.
So
I don't know why they're making another
that.
One, actually.
It was a huge movie, I remember, back
mm-hmm.
in the 80s, and
yeah.
for some reason I never watched it, and I looked at it, and I said, boy, not one of my... It didn't hold up, I guess.
I have one. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Mediocre. I
Everybody loved it. It won the Best Picture that year over Shawshank Redemption and
yeah.
like some other movies.
Yeah.
My wife and I were talking about this recently, and we're like, how did that win? How did that movie win? There were a bunch of movies that year that we said, how did that not win? How did that not win? No,
mm-hmm.
Forrest Gump won.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just the allure of Tom Hanks.
It was,
you know?
At the time, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's one that I just yeah, don't care for. I still remember watching that. I went into the theater to watch that with my mom, actually. And they, you guys have both seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay. They introduced the Bubba character. And I said to my mom, oh, he's going to die. And she said, well, why do you say that? I said, well, he's his friend going to the war with him. I said, he's definitely not making it. And yeah, I mean, spoiler alert for a 25-year-old movie. But yeah, Bubba doesn't make it, guys. But yeah, yeah, that's one of those that...
Yeah, I agree. Overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated.
I don't know. What about a book then for you? Did you have anything for book?
That I didn't like?
Yeah. Or that was a big disappointment?
Yeah. Recently, there was a big book by Jennifer Egan. I don't know if I should mention these.
Uh-oh.
Manhattan Beach. We had to read it for a book discussion.
Okay.
Did not enjoy that book and didn't see what people saw in it. She does have a new book coming out, though. I will... promote that. It's coming out soon. I think it's related to the Goon Squad book that she won all those awards for years back. Let's see. Another one. Oh, Pachinko was another one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just very overrated.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. But, yeah, I think I had mentioned it was the Dark Tower books.
Yes,
the Stephen King.
You did.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I have a question for both of you.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of a good time for me to put this in
here.
Okay. On one of your previous podcasts, you both mentioned that you had not read the book Where the Crawdads Sing.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. You gave me a copy of that. I still have it, Ellen.
I want to know. Have either of you read it at this point?
No.
Not yet.
Nope.
I'm thinking this summer I will get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I find half the time I start a book and I'm like, I don't have time for this. So stop reading it. That's been a big problem for me. So I will say. Yeah.
I will say with that one, you do it. I had to start that one a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got past that first few pages, that second or third time, I read it straight through.
Okay.
So it was that was a surprise, the opposite of a disappointment.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay. Very good.
Hopefully you will enjoy it, Regina, when you read it.
Okay.
I'm going to approach that this summer.
Well, that just sort of reminds me of another TV show that apparently everybody loves, Schitt's Creek. Has anybody watched that show?
No.
Okay, because once again, I watched a little bit of it and I was like, I don't like this. And then someone said, no. But the third, when you get to the third season, it's really good. And I'm like, the third season? How much of this do I have to watch before I'm supposed to enjoy it? So yeah. So when you said, you know, oh, it took two or three times, I was like, uh-oh. But yeah, all right. I'll get
I
to
haven't
it.
Tried it, even though I do like a lot of the actors in there.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, Eugene
and
Levy.
Yeah,
it's
the
all
Second
like
City.
SCTV people. Yeah,
the
exactly.
Second City
and
crowd,
and
which I always loved.
Christopher Guest. Christopher Guestiverse people. Yeah.
Oh, of course, yes.
So yeah.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. So no, don't bother.
I don't like it. I mean, maybe you will.
I don't know. How about Yellowstone? Anyone watching that?
No.
Yeah.
I know that's a huge one right now.
I know it's huge. I tried a couple episodes, couldn't get past them. I have someone said, keep trying again. Keep trying. It'll,
right.
It'll sink in. It'll settle.
I feel like that show didn't take off until like the second or third season for people.
Right.
So
that takes too long for me then.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a shot.
Okay.
I'll throw in something with a disappointment, which
okay.
is not really kind of minor disappointment, but, and this, I might be, skewered for this.
Uh-oh. It might come to fisticuffs,
it,
is what
might,
you're
saying? It might,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
But I probably, I want to say, 5 years ago, I had all the Harry Potter books. I bought all of them.
Uh-huh.
Right? I hadn't read them. So I took a summer about 5 years ago, and I just did a blast through them. I can see where people were interested in, but to me, it didn't...
Yeah.
It just didn't do it. And there was one of them, I can't remember which one it was very, very dark. That was very difficult to get through, too.
Mm.
So that was a disappointment. That was dark.
And we had mentioned that last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it's like an episode of Bewitched for me.
Yeah.
Like the first couple
right.
of books. It's like the exact same plot.
Yeah.
Like, no one knows what's going on. No one believes Harry and his friends until Voldemort shows up. And then, and it's like, this is the same book twice. So I stopped reading. After the second one, I said, no thanks.
Yeah.
And once again, everybody said, oh, but the third one is when it gets good. And it's like, I just read two books, like big books. I mean, after that point, they get much bigger. And I'm not really interested in devoting time to...
I think they were, like, for me, the first few were fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as it went on, that's when it became a slog for me
okay.
to
yes.
get through them.
Okay.
I mean, I'm glad I read them.
Mm.
Now I kind of know, yeah, I know some of the characters.
I can
get the inferences, and I can understand why people like them, but that's just not my cup of tea.
That's why I prefer the movies, actually, because it's sort of a distilled version. I don't have to spend as much time with them, unless I know I'm really going to like it.
Maybe, yeah. I don't like scary movies, so so to me, watching, I'm not going to watch Harry Potter. I read it, and that's once through was good for me, and I'm not going to watch the movie. Sorry, Sarah Mango, if you're listening.
She's one of our six listeners. You just alienated one of our six listeners. All right. So, Regina, did you want to do the rapid fire questions here that you've got?
The ones I have?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's try them. We kind of touched on some, so that's okay. We touched on some of these, but we'll throw them out again. Favorite book?
Wow, that's kind of tough. It depends on the age. For a kids' book, I love How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Yep.
I love for other books. I love the Jan Karen books. That's something that I would reread. And James Harriet. That's going down the ways.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right.
Kind of. Those are one. Some that I like.
Very nice. Favorite author?
Favorite author. That has varied over the years. I mean, I've mentioned two of them, who are no longer writing. I like a lot of historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Amy Stewart, I like her.
Amy Stewart.
Okay.
Stewart.
All right.
Back, yes.
Yeah, Miss Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Miss Cop series.
Yep.
Your favorite album? Music.
Music album. I have been thinking about that too. I think the one that is dearest to my heart is, and it's because of how I got it primarily, is a copy of the Handel's Messiah, which was given to me as a Christmas gift by some friends of mine in college.
Hmm.
And that was like a big, they all pooled their money together to get me the complete.
Wow, nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I still have it. So that's I would say that's probably... That's my sentimental.
Wow, that's a
favorite.
Really good answer.
Yeah.
Mine would have been really awful then.
All right, we have to know then.
Well, no, I would just say, like, you know, I don't know. It's just a regular album.
Do you have a favorite album?
I guess I probably do. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I really love The Decembers, so Hazards of Love, I really love that album. So, I don't know if you guys have ever heard it. It's good.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
It's sort of like a rock opera in a weird way. But, yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Recommend it.
Favorite TV binge?
Well, let's see what I've binged. Because I don't watch a lot of TV, as I said. So I think the last thing that I binged, but then I kind of stopped with that, was, now what is the name of it?
That
sounds good.
That's what it's
like. Yeah, right. You'll probably know this one. It's a mother and a daughter who are living in a small New England community.
Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's a good show.
Yes. Thank you.
That was a very good show.
Yeah.
Favorite
sort of,
movie?
Yeah, Jumps the Shark. Is her.
Favorite movie? Probably The Sound of Music.
Okay.
Because I like the music.
I think I know the answer to this one. Cat or dog?
Definitely cat.
Yeah.
Your dream vacation?
Oh, I have so many. So many in my head. I would love to. There's a lot of different places I like to see. I'd love to go to Hawaii. I have a cousin who lives there. I would love to see her. I'd love to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Love to go to Scotland and Ireland, just to see that area. Also, would love to go to Japan sometime.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had an affinity for that. He was in business, and he went over there a couple of times, and that has always fascinated me too, that whole culture.
All great destinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. If you could meet anyone in history, dead or alive, who would it be? We touched on this last time.
Yeah, I think
you did, right? Yeah, this is a tough question.
That's a tough question.
And I thought of somebody afterwards, of course.
Really?
Afterwards, I think, I cannot believe I didn't mention this person. For me.
Who is it?
George Washington.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've read a couple books by him. I saw that documentary on the History Channel, and I fell in love.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it would probably be, I like genealogy, too, so probably meeting one of my relatives in the past that I never knew, or maybe Laura Ingalls Wilder. That's a good one.
That'd
be interesting to see how she lived.
Yeah,
nice.
My favorite show as a child was Little House in the Prairie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just a great show.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah,
so well done. Yes.
Okay.
Those are other favorites. The Little House books.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, go ahead, Jerry.
All right, so now you got another thing.
Okay.
This is just a goofy quiz. So you are our assistant director.
Yes, I am.
So I came up with questions that either involve assistants or directors.
Okay.
So there's only like 6 questions here. Let's see how many of these you might know, because a lot of them are about TVs and movies.
So I'm probably not gonna know.
All right. So who of the following celebrities didn't play Murphy Brown's assistant on the TV show?
Oh, my.
I don't know if you remember this, but Murphy Brown had a rotating...
I do remember that, yes. I did like that show.
Okay, so here are the list. One of these people did not ever portray this character.
Okay.
So Pee Wee Herman, Jerry Seinfeld, JFK Jr., Sally Field, or Bette Midler?
I will say JFK Jr.
Oh, nope.
Nope, who was it?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, that was maybe my second guess. Okay. All right.
Who was the director responsible for such films as Do the Right Thing and Inside Man?
No clue.
He's usually at the Knicks games, if that helps at all.
No, that
all
doesn't
right.
help.
Spike Lee.
Okay. I have heard of him.
Okay. So, which character played the assistant to the regional manager on The Office? Did you ever watch The Office?
No, I've never watched The Office.
You should watch The Office.
I never watched it.
The Office is very funny.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. His name is Dwight Schrute.
Okay.
Office fans are enjoying that. because he always says... The boss, Michael, always says that he is the assistant to the regional manager, but Dwight always says, assistant regional manager. And he goes, no, assistant to the regional manager. So, this director who grew up in Phoenix is the most commercially successful director of all time.
Steven Spielberg?
You got it.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! Very good.
And you claimed you didn't know. What is the name of the virtual assistant on the Amazon Echo device?
I don't think it's Siri.
Nope.
Is it? It's somebody else.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have the...
Alexa.
Alexa! I should have known that one.
Say, Alexa, close your computer.
I should have known that one.
Alexa, turn on the lights. Let's see what happens if people
yep,
listen to
right.
this in their house. What Rolling Stones song has the lyric, people dressed in plastic bags directing traffic? Did you know this one, Regina?
Well, I saw the answer, and I thought, would I have known that?
Yeah, that's
maybe.
My question.
Yeah, I probably don't know it.
Just a gut feeling. I wouldn't have been
okay.
like, oh, yeah, I remember that lyric.
So you tell me. Tell me what it is.
Shattered. You know that song?
No.
It's one of, it's,
you'd probably
I
know
think
it.
It's one of my,
I probably did if I knew
it. It's one of my,
oh, it's one of my favorite Stone songs.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you guys sing it so I can...
we'll take a rain check on us singing on the show. Well, you got one out of the question, which
yes!
actually is better than I thought you would do, considering all the things you said leading up to it. So that's pretty good. Well, thanks for being a good sport with it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, this was actually surprisingly difficult to come up with questions that revolved around that. Because at first I said, oh, this will be funny. I'll come up with questions about directors or assistants. And I said, uh-oh. I got like 4 questions deep and I ran out of stuff to ask. So.
You did a good job.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't fishing, but I appreciate the catch. All right, so I think that's it for questions, right?
Yeah. Do you have any questions
that's
for us?
It?
Yeah. Do you want to keep going? I mean,
let's keep going.
All right. So, what plans you got for later today? Who's your favorite employee?
Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah.
Questions for you. This feels like an interview now, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, you interviewed both of us.
That's true. Yes.
I'm trying to think of the questions.
And I'm
you
so
may
grateful
asked,
that that you are both here.
Oh, thank
this
you.
This is an awesome show.
So. We have fun with it.
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah.
I think that's the really important thing is that we enjoy it.
Yeah, we enjoy it.
Exactly. So, where do you get your ideas for who to interview? Do you take suggestions?
We've taken suggestions.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure we have like a list of people that we wanted to interview, just based on varying jobs in the library and interest in certain things. So mm-hmm. yeah, we have a couple people that we have an idea for
okay.
for the next couple interviews.
Okay.
So
good. I have a suggestion for next year for you.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give that to you off air so that it's not...
Yes, yeah, we don't want to broadcast it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's top secret here.
Yeah, we really want to surprise this person.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know. So, thanks for coming.
Thank
did you have a good time?
I did.
Okay.
It was fun.
That's important.
You were great. Great interviewers.
Regina is the good one. I'm the peanut gallery.
It was a pleasure to interview today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For joining us.
I have to say it was a little intimidating when I listened to your last podcast with the user comments and somebody asked when I was going to be interviewed.
Oh.
So, okay.
Well, it was funny because you were the next person up
yes,
on the list.
Was.
And then they asked that question. We were like, well, all right, I guess we got to answer it then. So, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, but thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yep.
Thank you, Ellen Callanan. And this has been Library Lines. I'm Jerry Galante.
And I'm Regina Bone.
You can reach us at librarylines@sussexcountylibrary.org. Shoot us some suggestions on things, people you want us to interview at the library, since we take suggestions, and you now know that. And we'll see you guys next time.
So long.